It's well known that the America's Cup is the oldest sporting trophy in the world. And it's been around for 174 years, and it's been successful through that period. But it's become evident to us very recently that it was time to modernise it, that its success almost has been its exclusivity, but in the modern era of sport, we needed to create a more, not only level playing field, but a more investable proposition. So over the last 10 months since we won the Cup in Barcelona, we've been working to change the very fabric of the America's Cup. And that hasn't been an easy task because it's been around for 174 years and you don't play with that tradition without making sure that you're very true to the event itself. The big change is that the deed of gift has meant that the defender for 174 years has basically controlled the cup. And it, you know, frankly, it's worked. I mean, it's the oldest sporting trophy in the world and it hasn't fallen over. But it just needed to be modernised. Sports franchises are growing in value. The team is now, the event is now controlled by the team. So they are governing the America's Cup. They don't own the America's Cup, they govern the America's Cup. And this allows the teams to grow in value because they've got a value because they're involved in the future of the Cup and we can do long-term deals. To date, you have not been able to do a multi-year deal with a venue. Like we're doing we did a deal with Naples, but we couldn't do a deal for 29 because we didn't know who was going to win. Now, no matter who wins, the board of the teams can vote now to where they would like to take the cup next time. This gives continuity, it allows TV deals to be done, it allows sponsors deals to be done into the future. Effectively, we've now supercharged the whole America's Cup.